last couple of days we've been talking about the sugya on the chazayin on the base. Mark quotes the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What's the din? Does a person have to have lochem by the sukkah? We know lekachta lochem by Yom Rishon for the dalad minim. We need on Yom Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, it has to be lochem. It has to belong to you. The question is, what's the din by sukkah? Does it have to belong to you or not? Rabbi Eliezer holds that yes, it has to be you. As chag sukkos tas lechoshivas yomim, just like lochem by dalad minim tells me it has to belong to you, so too the sukkah has to be lecho. Lahotzias Hashol, Lahotzias Hagozel. Even Sukkah Sha'ula, Rebbe Eliezer holds his psula. The Chachamim disagree, and they say no, Sukkah Sha'ula is Kshera, Kola Ezav Yisrael Yeshu Basukos, Malamit Shekhoi Yisrael Ruim Leshu Basukah Achas. Sukkah Sha'ula is Kshera. Lachol Ma'ute Gzula. Lachoz Mamai Gzula, that Sukkah Gzula, even the Chachamim agree, is a Sukkah Psula. So last time, we mentioned the Kasha that a lot of the Rishonim have on Daftes. Why did the Chachamim have to say lecholamute gzula? There were mamayit sukkah gzulas from lecho. Typically, it's a mitzvah b'avera. Why don't you exert a kasa? It's a svar. It's a mitzvah b'avera. The mitzvah is coming through the avera of gzela. Gzela is enabling the mitzvah. So it should be psula mitam that mitam mitzvah b'avera, not mitam the exert a kasa. So we gave a number of different answers. Taisvis and Daftes thought that mitzvah b'avera is only a psul derabonan. Lucha teaches why it's even a psul deraisa. The Ritva in one answer says that mitzvah b'avera is only going to passel something that's boleratza, a mitzvah that's boleratza, like lulav and korban. But sukkah is not boleratza. There's no ritzui in sukkah. By lulav, there's a ritzui as well. We'll discuss the mitzvah shem in the third parak. Lulav is linked to halel, nanuim, and the halel. It's a ritzui. It's like a korban. Like a carbon, so there, if it's a boleratzos, so the psula mitzvah b'avera applies, because that's the whole mocker. The Gemara and the Flamit says mitzvah b'avera is not from a pasuk. V'aveisim es hagozel v'yesa piseach, gozel dumya de piseach. Just like a behemoth that's a balas mum is psula for the carbon, so too, if it's a mitzvah b'avera, so then the cheftza is posel for the mitzvah. So if it's boleratzos, then the psula mitzvah b'avera applies. But the Ritva says by sukkah is not boleratzos. Now, Balaratza, so the psula mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply. That's why I need lecha to be motzi as hagoz. But the Ritva is troubled because the Yerushalmi seems to say the mitzvah b'avera even applies to matzah gzula. Matzah is like sukkah, it's not Balaratza, so why does the din of mitzvah b'avera apply? But comes the Ritva in the end and offers a third answer. Yeah, he has an answer in the middle that maybe it goes like that Amora who denies the whole din. There's someone, Shmuel, holds that there's no din of mitzvah b'avera. We'll get to Shmuel in the third parak. It's not the Pasha Pshat. Not the Pasha Pshat, but the Chachamim are going like that, Shita, that there's no din of mitzvah b'avera, therefore they need l'cholamut exula. So comes the Ritva and says, no, Sukkah is different than Lulav. By Lulav, both Gozel and Shaul are possible. B'yom Tefrish. Right? Both Gozel and Shaul are possible. But by Sukkah, it's not a din that both Gozel and Shaul are possible. There's a split between the two. Why? Lecha, if lachem is memayit gozel and shol by lula, why shouldn't lachem be memayit gozel and shol by sukkah? The answer is kol ezrach. There's a ribuy of kol ezrach. Kol ezrach is mar b'shula. Doctor is right. Kol ezrach is mar b'shula. I'd have a hava mina maybe gozel as well. Maybe the psula mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply, and maybe gozel should be kosher as well. Dumya de shula, because there's a ribuy of shula. Kamash malon, that a sukkah gzul is psula. That's dafka, sukkah shula, but not sukkah gzula. Kamash malon, that mitzvah b'avera does apply over here, even though it's not boleratzos. So the Ritva in the final pshat says that why is sukkah gzul attack a posel? Not because of lecho, it's not exerced because of lecho. Right? Sukkah gzul is psula because it's a mitzvah b'avera. It's just without lecha, I wouldn't know that mitzvah b'avera should apply to sukkah. Lecha comes to be marbe, that mitzvah b'avera can apply even to sukkah, even though it's not boleratzos. And we explain that that's probably pshat in Tosfos and Gittin. We're not going to go over the whole Tosfos. The Tosfos basically says this in Gittin, that sukkah gzula is psula because it's a mitzvah b'avera. So, you know, everyone asks, that's not lecha. The answer is no. Lecha, the gzeras hakasov, is marbe, that mitzvah b'avera can apply even to sukkah. Comes out that there are different approaches in the Rishonim. is Sukkah Gezula really Nismai because of Xeris HaKosev of Lecha? Or is Sukkah Gezula Nismai because it's a Mitzvah Babavera? Lecha teaches me that the Gezula Mitzvah Babavera applies even to Sukkah Gezula. So if you hold that the psula is mitzvah b'avera, so then I can understand that there's a difference between gzula and she'ula. Right? Really, the halacha is that you don't need lachem by sukkah. Sukkah is very different than dalamin. By dalamin and by yom tovrishin, you need lachem. But sukkah, you don't need lachem. That's why sukkah she'ula is k'sher. So if sukkah gzula is possible because of mitzvah b'avera, so then basically you're saying that you don't need lachem by sukkah. Gzula is possible because of the mitzvah b'avera. But if you hold like Tosis in Sukkah on Daftah, so if you hold like the first day in the Ritva, that Sukkah Gzula is Psula, not because of Mitzvah Bavavah, but rather because of Lecha. So what's going on over here? Do you need Lechem or do you not need Lechem? If Sukkah Gzula is Psula because of Lecha, it sounds like you do need Lechem. So how is Sukkah She'ula K'sher? If you need Lechem, how can Sukkah She'ula be K'sher? It's not Lechem. It's not Lechem. It's not lochem, so how can sukkah shula be ksher? If you hold sukkah shula because of mitzvah b'avera, so what you're basically saying is you don't need lochem. According to the chachamim, you don't need lochem by sukkah. You need lochem by dalamim, but not by sukkah. Mitzvah b'avera will pass the sukkah gzula. It's a different type of psul. But if you hold that the real psul of sukkah gzula is learned from lecha, so what are you telling me? You really do need lecha by sukkah. You need lochem. So how is sukkah shula going to be kosher? How is sukkah shula ksher? I know kol ha'ezrach is mar by sukkah shula, but what are you telling me? Do you need lachem or do you not need lachem? If kol ha'ezrach is marbe that you don't need lachem, and that's why sukkah shul is kosher, so then sukkah gzula should be kosher too? If it's a mitzvah b'avera din, so okay, that's gzula is mitzvah b'avera, shul is not. But if you're learning the psul of gzula from lecha, so then there are mixed messages over here. Do you need lachem or do you not need lachem? Lecha tells me that you do need lachem by sukkah. Kol ha'ezrach tells me you don't need lachem by sukkah. How can you have both? Well, what's going on over here? Do you need lachem or do you not need lachem? So some of the achronim want to suggest that if lecha is memayid gezula, you really do need lachem by sukkah. You really do need lachem by sukkah. I say, how can the chachamim hold the sukkah shula is ksherim? So some suggest, Reb Chaim Oizer has this in the Achi Ezer, or Sameach has this in Uchas Sukkah. A number of achronim want to suggest that maybe the chachamim hold that Shu'ula is a little bit lochem. Shu'ula is a little bit of lochem. Some of you mentioned this to me in Seder. But what's the nature of a shoal? We know that a shoal is different than all other shomim. A shomachinim is only chayef for pshia. Shomasochar and socher are chayef for b'neva v'aveda as well. And a shoal is chayef even for onsim. A shoal is chayef for everything. So what's pshat in shoal? What's a shoal? Shoal is just like a shomer. It just has a glorified chi of achrayis. Was the pshat that a shoyl has a little bit of a kinyan? He's like a miktas bailim. That's what gives him the ability to be mishtamesh in the object. If it's not a bailim, how can he be mishtamesh? Right, so you could say a shoyl has like a kinyan lizman in the object, and maybe that's what gives him the zchus mishtamesh. Of course, the bailim allow him to be mishtamesh. Maybe the pshat is that if he has the ability to be mishtamesh, that itself demonstrates that he has like a kinyan lizman in the object. The kinyan lizman. But a kinyan lizman, is that lochem? Is a kinyan lizman lochem? So it could be that when it comes to lulav, shoal is not called lochem. It's only a kinyan lizman. It's not enough to be called lochem. Lekachtem lochem bayom harishon, you need lochem mamish. It has to be kulo shalcha. It's not enough to have a kinyan lizman. That's why neither gozel nor shoal works. But the chachamim hold, when it comes to sukkah, kol ha'ezrach is marba, that even this miktsas lochem is enough. Lecha teaches me that you really do need lochem. Aye, so why is sukkah she'ula k'shera? Because sukkah she'ula is lochem. It's lochem b'miktas. But without kol ha'ezrach, I wouldn't know that lochem b'miktas is sufficient. Because by lulav, it's taka not sufficient. Even though there is a little bit of a kinyan for the shoel, but that lochem b'miktas is not enough for lulav. Comes kol ha'ezrach, and it's marba that for sukkah that lochem b'miktas is enough. But avada you need lochem, because if you don't need lochem, why can't you be yotzi with gzula? Right? It's not a mitzvah b'avera d'kedin. It's lochoz m'may gzula. So it sounds like you really need lochem. So how is shoal going to work? The answer is shoal can work because it's mitzvah lochem. Kol Ezok tells me that a mikzas lachem is enough, and the kinyan, the mikzas that the shaul has is enough to call it lachem. And that's taka. That's the split. That's the split. That shaul does work because it's a mikzas lachem. Lecha doesn't work because it's not even a mikzas lachem. But really, you do need lachem by sukkah as well. This is one way to learn. Again, we're only asking on the first pshat in the Ritva and Tosis, because they hold that there's no din of mitzvah babaver by gzula. It's exeris hakasub lecha lemeute gzula. If you hold the mitzvah babaver, then of course there's a split. You really don't need lachem. That's why shol is okay, and gzula is nismai because of lecha. But if you hold, and gzula is nismai because of mitzvah babaver. If you hold that gzula is nismai because of lecha, then we don't understand. Do you need lecha? You not need lecha. So one answer might be you really do need lachem. But Shaul is called Lachem because it's Miktsas Lachem, and Kala Ezra tells me that by Sukkah, Miktsas Lachem is sufficient. Yes?
What's the knock between Lulav and Sukkah that makes Sukkah, Miktsas, Lachem, but...
Kala Ezra. Exeris HaKasa, Kala Ezra tells me that Sukkah Sha'ula works, but by Dalet Mina, we don't have Kala, we don't have a special Ribuy to tell me that even a Miktsas Lachem should be sufficient.
So, but then why can Kala Ezra include
Zeva? Doesn't! Chas v'shalom! It includes only Sha'ula, not Gezeila. That's the whole point. Gezula is not even Miktas Lochem. So because it's not even Miktas Lochem, the Chachamim say you can't be Yotze b'Gezula. Rebbe Elazar says you can't even be Yotze b'Sha'ula, but the Chachamim say, Kol Ezra tells me that you can be Yotze b'Sha'ula. Why? But don't you need Lochem? The answer is, yeah, Sha'ula is Lochem, but only a little bit. So how do we know that a little bit lachem is enough for sukkah? The answer is Kol Ezra tells me a little bit lachem is enough. But if I don't have a ribuy, then it's not enough. And that's why by lulav, since you don't have the ribuy, it's not going to work. Not only is gozel not going to work, but shol's not going to work either. David.
If we have a pasuk of Kol Ezra, why do we need this far of miktsas kinyan? Miktsas kinyan. Like, if we have there's pasuk that tells us that shol is okay, why do we need to say that we need that shol is some sort of kinyan?
Because we also have the pasuk lecha. So the problem is, Lecha seems to tell me that you need Lachem. So we have to understand, what's Kala Ezrach doing? It's a steer in drushes. It's a steer in drushes. If the word Lecha tells me that you need Lachem, so how can Kala Ezrach be Marba Sha'ula? It's not Lachem. So one way to look at it is that Kala Ezrach is just Marba Amiktsas Lachem, but it really is Lachem. If it wouldn't be Lachem, Kala Ezrach couldn't do the job. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, maybe Taka, you don't need Lachem by Sukkah. That's what Kala Ezrach is telling me. Kala Ezrach is telling me that you don't need Lachem. Maybe Sha'ula is not called Lachem. Maybe a Shoal Taka doesn't even have a Kinyan B'Miktas. He has a Chiyav Achrayas, he's Chayav Ba'onser, but he's not a Bailim. He's not the owner. The owner, it's Shalom, Birshuso of the owner of the Mashil. The Shoal has a Heter Hishtamshus, but he's not a Bailim. Who says he has a Bailim? Who says he has a Bailis? Did anyone tell you he has a Bailis? Of Metzia, there's a lot that they talk about this. Is Shoyal called the Mitzvah's Bailim, not called the Mitzvah's Bailim? Well, what's the Chiyav Onsen based on? Not for now. There are many, many Gemaras that talk about this topic. But the simple pshat, you know, if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so after you punch me in the nose, so then, if I were to ask you, is the Shoyal the Mitzvah's Bailim? You'd say, what are you talking about? It's like, come on, he's Chayav Achrayis. But, I mean, you'll talk like a Lamdan even at 3 in the morning. But it's Chayav Achrayis. He's not a Bailim. The Bailim is the Mashil. So how does Sukkah Shula work? Kola Ezrach. What's the Pasuk telling me? The Pasuk is telling me that you don't need Lachem. So if you don't need Lachem, why is Sukkah Gezula Psula? Because of Lachem? But you don't need Lachem. Kola Ezrach is telling me that you don't need Lachem. So why is Gezula Nismai from the Pasuk of Lachem? What's the answer? Pasuk. It's simple. The answer is it's Exeris HaKasif. That really you don't need Lachem. That's what Kola Ezrach is telling me. You don't need Lachem. But Gozel is different. I don't have a Svara. It goes against logic. You see, the first Pshad, we're working the logic together. That really you do need Lachem, but Sha'ula is a type of Lachem. Ta Miktsas Lachem. But now we're saying Kola Ezrach is telling me that the Chacham Hod Yitaka don't need Lachem at all. So why is Gzula Nismait? Why is Gzula Nismait? The answer is it's Gzeras Melech. It's Gzeras HaKosef. It's a Gzeres HaKosev that even if you don't need Lachem, Gzula still is not part of this halacha. Gzula is still possible. What kind of a strange idea is this? We said it's a stira in Pesukim. The answer is yes, it's a Gzeres HaKosev. Kol HaEzrach really is telling you that you don't need Lachem by Sukkah according to the Chachamim. But Gzula is still Nismai because it's a Gzeres HaKosev that even though Gzula really shouldn't be worse than Sha'ul, if you don't need Lachem, so then Gzula should be Ksheir as well. If it's a mitzvah b'Avera, it's a different story. But if the din of mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to Gzula, for some reason, either the din of mitzvah b'aver is drabanan, or it's not balaratza. So if the psul of mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to gzula, so what's the problem with gzula? If you don't eat lechem, then gzula should be kosher as well. It's a gzeras hakasav lechalim utek gzula. Gzeras hakasav, that goes against the logic. Really, I would say that gzula should be kosher because you don't eat lechem. It's a gzeras hakasav lechal lehotzi etzah gozal. Where do we find a precedent for this kind of idea? That gozal is somehow different. That there could be a gzeras hakasav that comes to exclude gozal, even though it's against logic. They point out that Tosis is written in Bava Kamma. Tosis is written of all, in Bava Kamma of all places. By Mishkav Hazav. Yeah. We're talking about Sukkah and a little of an Esther. Mishkav Hazav. Right? Totally different Taris. Right? Totally different realm here. This is a very Lomdashah Sugya, it happens to be Meruba. Ruba, the Sugya, Nevin, Zela, Mishka, beautiful. Baron Lichtenstein has a very beautiful piece about this. Okay, enough for now. It's really nice. In the Sefer Zikaron of the Rav, he wrote a piece about Mishka Vazav. Anyway, he touches a lot on this Gemara in Bava Kamma. Anyway, so we're not even going to really read the Gemara in Bava Kamma per se. But the Rashi gives us the background for Mishka Vazav, just to understand the Tosis written in Bava Kamma. Maybe next year, learning Bava Kamma, you'll have an opportunity to see this sugya. Meruba is like the meat and potatoes of Bava Kamma. We're supposed to be starting with the first perek. Okay. There are two chalokim in the Masechta. Zikin, Gneving Zayla. Meruba is like the real, wow. Well, we'll get to a little bit, actually, in the third perek of Sukkah. We'll see. We'll get a taste. Whet your appetite a little bit for next year. Okay. What does Rashi say? In Bava Kamma and Samar Vav. Mishkavo. Isha Shayiga b'mishkavo. We know there's a din of a zav, right? A din of a zav. That's not a balkeri, but he has a different emission. So a zav has special halachas. If he has one re'iyah, he's like a balkeri. So he's tamei. His tummy has to go to the mikveh, becomes tar. But a zav bal shtei re'iyas, if he has two re'iyas of ziva, so then he has to count zayin nekiyim. Right, just like a woman who's a zava has to count zayin nekiyim as man. I said we treat all of our nidus as zavos. Every woman has to count zayin nekiyim before she becomes tahara labayla. So to a zav, if he has two re'iyas, he has to count zayin nekiyim. And three re'iyas, then the zav has to bring a carbon. Nashin Chumash says all this. Right, that if it's one re'iyah of ziva, not of keri, one re'iyah of ziva has the same din as a balkeri. He's talmi tumas erev, goes to the mikvah. Two re'iyahs of ziva has a din of a full fledged zav. He needs zayin nekiyim. Right, 7 clean days. He has to make sure that he doesn't see the ziva then. And if he sees 3 times, so then he has to bring a carbon too. One of the halachas of a zav is that if the zav sits on a mishkav or a moshav, so the mishkav and moshav has the same status as a zav. A zav is an avatuma. An avatuma can be mitamei odom v'kelim. The halacha is normally, if a dover tummy touches something else, so that other item loses a level of tuma. It goes to one lower level. So if an avatuma touches something, it becomes a rishon latuma. The rishon latuma touches it, it becomes a sheni latuma. Right, but there are certain halachas that an Adam can become a Rishon, right? And Avatuma that touches an Adam, the Adam becomes a Rishon. But the Adam cannot become a Sheni. Okay, so if an Avatuma touches an Adam, he can become the Adam. But if the Adam now touches another Adam, the Adam doesn't become a Sheni, because an Adam can't become a Sheni. He can be Metame, Ochlam, and Mashkin, but not Adam and Caleb. But the din of a Moshav Azav is that the Moshav Azav takes the status of the Zav. That if a Zav sits on the Moshav, it becomes an Avatuma, and then if someone else sits on the Moshav, he becomes a Rishon Latuma. Right? He can become a Rishon. That's the Chiddush. I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. Just one second. Right? An Adam cannot become a Rishon. And Ochel or Masha can become a Rishon. So the only way that the Adam is going to be Nitma from the Zav, if the Moshav Azav becomes an Avatuma, then it can be Mitamei Adam. But if the Moshav were to become a Rishon, it wouldn't be able to be Mitamei Adam. Okay? Yeah. So if it becomes an Avatuma can be Mitamei Adam. But if it's not an Avatuma, if it's only a Rishon, maybe I did say it right in the first place, right? If the Moshav would become a Rishon, then it wouldn't be able to be Mitamei Adam. Okay? You got to get the basics first. If you don't get the basics, then we can't even talk. But, so comes the Gemara and says that Mishkav HaGozel of a Zav, it says Mishkovo, Dafka, if the Mishka belongs to the Zav, a Mishka Vagozel does not become an Avatum. So the Zav steals a Mishkav and then he sits on the Mishkav, doesn't become an Avatumah, and obviously if someone's going to sit on that Mishkav, he's not going to become Tomei, because then it's a Rishon L'Tumah. It doesn't have a din of Mishkav Azav, so it only has a Rishon, it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, it's not an Avatumah. So someone who sits on it, if it's only a Rishon, it's not going to be Tomei Odom. And that's the Gemah. Mishkav HaGozel of Azav is not going to have a din of Mishkav Azav. It doesn't become Kamoso. It doesn't have the same status. It's a Chiddush that the Mishkav has the same status as the Zav, it becomes an Avatumah. The Mishkav HaGozel doesn't have the status of an Avatum. So in fact, the Tosfos says, what's going on over here? Mishkav v'lo agozel? I don't understand. Tumah v'tara has anything to do with Gzela? It's not right that the Zav stole the Mishkav. What does that have to do with Tumah v'tara? Right? What, the Zav is only going to be metame his own Mishkav? Let's say he sits on someone else's Mishkav, right? He sits on your Mishkav. But it's your Mishkav, not his Mishkav, so it's not even metame. It's ridiculous. He doesn't have to be metame his own Mishkav. A person who's Tomei, you know, if there's a, right, a person passes away. Forget about a Zav, right? A Niftar, a Mace. A person passes away and he's sitting on a sofa. It's not going to be Matami the sofa. It's not his sofa. It's not going to be Matami the sofa. Of course he's not Matami the sofa. Well, what's going on over here? The Zav has to own the Dover that he's Matami? It's really Pile Ploy. That's the Tosfos Reads Kasha. Stama the Zav can be Matama even something that doesn't belong to him. He quotes Mishnayos and Taros that he can be Matama even what doesn't belong to him. So Vus Epis Mishkav Agozel is different. Hadi Amina Mishkav Avlo Agozel. Kashuli Tu Vechizavin Matami Mishkav Sheno Shalom. What is a din of Shalcha? A din of Lachem. Right? You thought it was a din of Lachem only by Dalad Min. No, it's a din of Lachem by Zav. Right? Mishkav Azav, he can't be Matami something that doesn't belong to him. What kind of a strange notion is this? There's tumas medris. It's a technical term. It means what the Zav steps on, or what he sits on, or what he lies on. Medris is just the shem hakoilo of a lot of things. Right? That's the special tumah of Zav. But the Mishnayos and Taras say that he can be metame yoshim b'shusarabim. B'shusarabim, something that doesn't belong to him. He still can be metame that. So, why do we seem to say that Mishkava v'lagozel is out can be metami adav sheno shalom? How can that be? So says the Tosfos Reed, you're right. Of course the Zav can be metami adav sheno shalom, but not a gozel. Gozel is different. Sounds similar to what we're developing here, right? V'nirali aval gav the metami mishkav sheno shalom gzeras melech ishagozel lo yetame. The Zav can be metami a mishkav v'lagozel. It's a gzeras melech. Gzeras melech. Gzeras akosov. It's a gzeira of the Torah. The gozel is different. Even though zav to be metame medrash sheno shalom, mishkav sheno shalom, but it's a gzeira samela that he can't be metame mishkav hagozel. What kind of a strange thing is that? So it says in Tosfos Reed, we have precedent for this. Midi da hava asuka, the pligi Reb Elezer for Rabban and Perkei Yoshin, the Reb Elezer sabak shem shen adam yotzi de chavoso biyom tevishin shalchag v'olava shalchadera, dechsiv lukachtam lachem. Kachena dem yotzi b'sukos v'shachaver, d'chziv kol ha'ezer b'yisrael yeshu b'sukos. Malam yishu kol Yisrael. What's strange about this? Did you notice there's something, there's a line missing in the Tosfos Reed. Malam yishu line missing. If you look at it, take another Tosfos Reed from the shelf in the Beis Medrash, you'll see the Kovetz Mefarshim is gevaldik. But here, the printer somehow made a mistake. There's like a line and a half missing in the Tosfos Reed, because this pasuk has nothing to do with this sheet. Reb Elezer doesn't quote kol ha'ezer, that's the Chacham. The way it's supposed to read is Reb Elezer Sovak Shem Shedan Ein Adam Yotze B'Yom Tevishin Shal Chag B'Lulav Shal Chaver D'Chsiv Olakak Tam Lachem Kach Ein Adam Yotze B'Sukos Shal Chaver D'Chsiv What? Chag Asukos Tas L'Chashiv Az Yamin Put it in Chag Asukos Tas L'Chashiv Az Yamin V'Rabon and Savri Adam Yotze Yidei Chavos B'Sukos Shaino Shalo B'Sukos Shaula D'Chsiv Kol Ha'ezok B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukos. The whole line missing from the Tosfos Reed. But we know that line, so it's not such a pellet, right? Hachamim hold, you can be Yotze B'Sukkah Shul because of Kol Ezra. Ve'la l'chol l'may osa l'me'uta gzula. Alma avu b'shu b'sukkah s'chaveru Yotze b'midayta b'mshalom midayta b'gzula eino Yotze. You see that even though the Chachamim the Rebbe Lezer hold that you can be Yotze B'sukkah Shino Shalom, meaning there's no din of lochem by sukkah. Second shot. Not like Reb Chaim Weizen. Right, the second shot, they really call it Ezra teaches me there's no din of lochem by sukkah. That's why the chacham hold you can be yotze b'sukkah shula, but gozel sukkah gzula nay b'chol lemutek gzula. Why? It's not that Lecha teaches me that you do need Lochem by Sukkah, but Sh'ula is considered Lochem because it's Miktsas Lochem. No, Kala Ezra teaches me you don't need Lochem by Sukkah. Agzula? No, that's Exeras HaKosav Lecha. Just like Mishkavo V'lo HaGozel, just like the Vav in Mishkavo is Motzias HaGozel by Mishkav Azav, so too, Lecha Lemut Agzula, it's Exeras HaKosav, that even if you don't need Lochem, Sukkah Gzula is still going to be possible. Okay, so these are the two ways to learn these Rishonim. Again, according to the Ritva Sekhem Shad, this whole Kasha is not a Kasha, because Be'emes, Kol Ha'ezer teaches me that you don't need Lochem by Sukkah. Why Sukkah Gzula P'sula? It's Habab Avera. Lecha is Exeras HaKosav to teach me that Mitzvah Habab Avera applies even to Dava She'en Oba L'Ratzos, right? That's the second Pshat in the Ritva. Problem is, the first Pshat in the Ritva, and according to Tosfos, Lecha is Memai Gzula straight. It's not Midin Mitzvah Habab Avera. So if Lecha is Exeras HaKosav, they're teaching me that you need Lochem, and Kol Ha'ezer is Exeras HaKosav, they're teaching me that you don't need Lochem, so what's going on over here? So either one pshat is to say that Kol Ha'ezer is Mar B'miktsas Lochem Dafki in this case, or Lecha is Exeras HaKosav, that's Motzi Es HaGozel, even though you really don't need Lochem. Kol Ha'ezer tells me that you don't need Lochem, but Sukkah Gzul is different, it's Exeras HaKosav, that Sukkah Gzul is going to be passed. Okay, questions? Done.
Isn't the second shot that we just said
that's
Exeras HaKosav
more of a Medayik in the words of the Gemara? Maybe. Reb Chaim Oizer probably thought that it might be Medayik in the words of the Gemara, but to say something is Exeras HaKosav, we always want to make sure the Svaris work out. If it turns out that your Exeras HaKosav are competing, right, if they're going opposite each other, so then there's a stira. Steering Exeras HaKosavs. So Taka, the second answer is, I can't do anything about it. That's really what it is. It's a Xeris HaKosav that goes against the logic. We always would like to say that somehow the Xeris HaKosav is teaching me a new halacha that fits in somehow with the first pasuk, right? We'd like to say this. If you can do it, great. If you can't do it, then you're left with saying that it's a Xeris HaKosav. I'm just pointing out there are two approaches in terms of learning the different makoros of it. But this is all within Tosis on Daf Tes and the first Pshat of the Ritva, not the second. Yes.
The first Shita. So, what about someone who stole something and then made a shinoi on it? Aren't they kona?
Yeah. Gozel Eitzim Mesikech Bohem is a different case. That's not Sukkah Gzula. Right? Some of you asked me this and say, what's the case of Sukkah Gzula? So, the Pshat of Sukkah Gzula is, let's say you make a Sukkah Barosh Agola, Barosh Asfina, a movable Sukkah. That you just stole the sukkah, you didn't change anything. You do a shinui, so shinui is kone, it's a different story. I'm talking about a sukkah gzula where the shem gozel was chal and it's still there. So that's by a sukkah smetaltlin. We're going to get to more of the details. I see already you're getting itchy. Merubas, you know, we did a little mishkavah gozel, right? So mishkavah gozel, already you feel like you're talking about shinui, yush. Don't jump yet. Mirz Hashem, we'll get there in due time. Comes the minchas chinuch. And he offers a totally different answer to this kasha. And again, we're trying to figure out the kasha of the Rishonim. Why is Lecha Lemut Gzula typically it's a mitzvah baba there? So far we have three answers to the Rishonim. So up to Minchas Chinuch, I have a simpler answer. He says, I don't even want to give you the answer because that's not the purpose of my chibur. You know, I don't say shekloli. That's for other people. That's not my goal. My goal is to collect some of the different halachas. I'm not saying a fancy lom v'shashir. Yeah, right. The Minchas Chinuch, wow! He says, lomdus, anivus. It's full of lomdus. The Minchas Chinuch is full of lomdus. He said, he felt that Epesis, you know, pushing out from his gedarim over here with this vart. This is such a world-famous Minchas Chinuch. That's what people wanted from the Minchas Chinuch. Halavai, he would have done it even more. Okay. He does it plenty. Comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, I'll give you a yesod that can answer this question. Question is the yesod so correct? That's where the discussion comes. What does the Minchas Chinuch say? He says, there are two types of mitzvahs. He says, there are some mitzvahs that is a chiyuv on the gavra, a chiyuv on the karkafta the gavra to do the mitzvah. We'd say that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's an obligation on the person to do. A mitzvah like esrig, like achilas matzah, like tefillin. These are mitzvahs that are chiyuvim on the gavra. A mitzvah chiyuvis. That's one type of mitzvah. He said, but there are other types of mitzvahs. There are other types of mitzvahs also. There are some mitzvahs that we might call a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah kiyumis. Which is not really an obligation on the gavra, but rather, in a certain context, one has to do certain things. Right? There are certain contexts that you're not allowed to go against the Ratzon Hashem. In the case of a mitzvah, tefillin, Esrig, Achilas Matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat the matzah, a chiyuv to put on tefillin, a chiyuv to shake a lulav, to take an esrig. So that's a positive mitzvah. You don't do the mitzvah, you don't do Ratzon Hashem, you mevatel the mitzvah if you don't do it. You don't do the ma'isa mitzvah. There are other mitzvahs that if you don't do the ma'isa, you know, no gain, no loss. Right? You don't get schar because you didn't do the mitzvah, but were you mevatel the mitzvah? No, there's no chiyuv on you. You aren't mevatel a mitzvah. You know, the problem is, if you enter into a certain context, you put yourself in a situation, and then you don't do what the Torah wants you to do in that situation, so then you did an issa, so to speak, right? You went against the Torah. Then you were mevatel something. You mevatel the mitzvah because b'kum va'aseh, you did something. You put yourself into a situation where you were supposed to then do some kind of a mitzvah, and you didn't do the mitzvah. What's the telltale sign that can indicate whether the mitzvah is one or the mitzvah is the other? It's a mitzvah chiyuvus or a mitzvah kiyuvus. What's the telltale sign that the Menachas Chena suggests? If the mitzvah is up to the person, right? If the mitzvah is dependent on the person, the Torah leaves it up to the individual to determine whether he's going to do the mitzvah. So, zok Menachas Chena, that's a mitzvah kiyuvus. Tefillin is not up to the person. He has to put on tefillin. Esrog, on the first day, he has to take it. Minatorah, Midrabban, on the other days. Matzah, the first night of Pesach, of course you have to do that mitzvah. It's not up to the person. Tzitzis, you have to put on tzitzis? No, you have to put on tzitzis. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah in a context. That if you wear the four-cornered garment, then there's a chiyuv. Zokim and Chaschinach, if it's dependent on the ratzon of the person, the mitzvah is up to the person, so that's the sign, that's the siman ladover, that it's a mitzvah kiyum, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not an obligation. It's an obligation, but it's an obligation in context. That's called a mitzvah kiyumis. And if you do the mitzvah in the context, you can't get schar. You can't get schar. You don't have to wear tzitzis, but if you don't have to wear a beged of dal kamas, but if you wear a beged of dal kamas, then if you put on tzitzis, you will get a mitzvah. If you don't put on tzitzis, then there's an isser. It's almost like an isser asay. An isser asay to wear a beged of dal kamas without tzitzis. Why don't call that an isser asay, not a chiyuv asay, not a kiyum asay? The answer is because it's dependent on the person. So you don't call it a mitzvah chiyuvis because it's really dependent on the person. So comes the Menachas Chena and says, I think by sukkah, well, you know, how do you define sukkah? He told you that tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis because it's dependent on the person. You don't have to wear a beged of dal kamas. Well, bizman hazeh chazal u'mesake, right? It's a mitzvah de rabbanan now to wear tzitzis. It's really a mitzvah chiyuvis now, mid rabbanan. Because Chazal said that you should wear tzitzis. So it's a mitzvah d'rabban. But in the Torah, there is no mitzvah to wear tzitzis. If you wear dalakamfos, then you put on tzitzis. But now, the chachamim were mesake. That's the minig, that's the takona. So everyone really has a mitzvah to wear tzitzis every day. But in the Torah, there is no mitzvah. It's just in the context. In the context of wearing the dalakamfos, if you put on tzitzis, then you make a mitzvah. If you don't put on tzitzis, then you violate the Yisra Asay. What's the thing when it comes to sukkah? What's the answer? Is sukkah a mitzvah kiyumis or is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? Be careful. What is it?
Depends.
Very good. It's both. It depends what day. The first night of Yom Tov, Zok Tov Menachas Chena, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. You're obligated. It's like matzah. Zer Shavu Tezvav Tezvav. Of course, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis the first day. The first night. Not the first day. Close call. Right? The first night, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But after the first night, teishu kentoduru, okay? That's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Teishu kentoduru means that you have to live in the sukkah the way you live in your home. If you want to eat an achilas keva, then it has to be in the sukkah. So you could be mevatel the mitzvah even after the first night, but only if you eat an achilas keva outside the sukkah. Then you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. You'll be mevatel this is to eat outside the sukkah. Zokta min chaschinach, really, the mitzvah of sukkah is not a mitzvah asay. It's not the positive achiyuv to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah, the entire yomtiv, besides the first night, mitzvah of sukkah, the rest of the yomtiv, is really an iser asay, an iser to eat outside the sukkah. So if I don't eat an achilas keva, I haven't been mevatel a mitzvah. I don't have a mitzvah. I don't have a chiyuv. I haven't been mevatel a mitzvah. If I eat outside the sukkah, become asay, then I've been mevatel the mitzvah because I'm eating an achilas keva. And in that context that I eat an achilas keva, I'm a chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah. But that's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's an iser asay to eat outside the sukkah, zakhtu min hasinah. It's not really a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But the first night, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's an absolute obligation. Right, so it comes out, Mechasinuch in his first paragraph there, he says there are three levels by sukkah. Right? There are three levels. Sometimes a person, forget sukkah, in general, right? There are sometimes a person does a mitzvah, he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Mechuyev to do the mitzvah. If he doesn't do the mitzvah, he's mevatel the mitzvah. And then there is the mitzvah kiyumis. So by a mitzvah kiyumis, it depends. If the person is not in the context, then he has no chiyev at all. He can do the ratzon Hashem. He can put himself into the context and be mekayim the mitzvah, but he has no chiyev. But if he is put into that context and he doesn't do the mitzvah, then he'll be mevatel. He'll be mevatel the mitzvah v'kumbas. Talk to me, Cheskina. What's the nafkamina here? Mitzvah Baba. Mechasana says he thinks that Mitzvah Baba Vera only passes the Kiyum HaMitzvah, not the Maisa Mitzvah. Kiyum HaMitzvah. If it's a Mitzvah Baba Vera, that's a Mitzvah B'Psul, so you weren't Mekayim HaMitzvah. You're not going to be Yosei the Mitzvah. But can you say that the Chavza Shal Mitzvah is not a Chavza Shal Mitzvah? That I didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah? But if the sukkah, if the tzitzis, let's say the tzitzis is gzula. Let's say the beged is gosel, right? So if I put tzitzis on the beged and I wear that tzitzis, it's as if I wore beged of dal kanvas without tzitzis? Come on. So the beged is gosel, but I wore the beged. Maybe I wasn't mekayim a mitzvah with that beged. It's a mitzvah baba vera. But no one would say it was mevatel the mitzvah. It's like I wore beged of dal kanvas without tzitzis? Come on. Of course not. Right? It's not mevatel the ma'isa mitzvah. Mitzvah ba'aver, zot min chasinuch, is mevatel only the kiyum ha-mitzvah, not the ma'isa mitzvah. So he says, if that's the case, then we can answer Tosis kasha. What did Tosis ask? Why do you need l'chol l'mu'ut e'gzula te'begleitza mitzvah ba'aver? He says, the min chasinuch, you put two and two together. If sukkah is only an isra'aseh, there really is no chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah. It's just you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So even if mitzvah baba vera passels the mitzvah, all it's going to do is it passels the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So if I eat in a sukkah gezula, we're not going to give you schar. I have not been mekayim a mitzvah. But at the same time, have I eaten outside the sukkah? Right? Is a sukkah gezula not a sukkah? It's a sukkah. It's just not a sukkah that I can be mekayim my mitzvah in. So if mitzvah baba vera passes the kiyum mitzvah, I don't get a kiyum mitzvah. But did I eat outside the sukkah? Was I mevatel the mitzvah say of sukkah? Avada not, says the Minchas Chinuch. So without l'cha, I'd say that I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done something positive, but I haven't done anything negative either. Just based on mitzvah baba vera, it won't be considered a bitul mitzvah if I eat in a sukkah gzula. That's why I need l'cha l'mu'ut e'gzula to tell me that if I eat in the sukkah gzula, it's as if I ate outside the sukkah. The gzeras hakosuv of l'cha tells me that a sukkah gzula is like a sukkah without schach. With schach that are non-gidulei karka. Or with the sukkah that doesn't have the right walls. A sukkah that's not a sukkah, that's not a ma'aseh mitzvah of sukkah. That's what l'cha is coming to teach me. If all I had was the din of mitzvah baba vera, I'd say that I don't have a kiyum mitzvah. Mitzvah baba vera passes the kiyum mitzvah. It doesn't pass the ma'aseh mitzvah. I still ate inside the sukkah. So, okay, I didn't do anything positive. I didn't do the right thing. So I'm not going to get schar for it. But I didn't do anything negative either. I didn't eat outside the sukkah. Comes l'cha and tells me, no, a sukkah gzula is pogum batzmusa. It's like a sukkah that doesn't have schach kosher. So if it's like a sukkah that's missing something in the cheftishol sukkah, then even the ma'isa mitzvah is missing. The ma'isa mitzvah is missing as if I ate outside the sukkah. So that's why sukkah gezul is going to be possible. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Einfach. That's his tremendous chiddush to try to answer Tesis Kash. Yoni.
Why does the Chal only include
Kol Ezoch is Marba Sha'ula. Whatever we said before. We're still going to need what we said before. Right,
it's not, so it's not necessarily... It's not... Why is it adding on so much? Our problem wasn't necessarily...
No, the Minchas Kinnah, I just separated the Minchas Kinnah from the Rishonim, because Minchas Kinnah is in Achron, and those are Rishonim. He's still answering the same Kasha, and we still would have the same discussion we had before. I'm sorry?
We still would have the same issues with Tosfos.
Right, and we gave two answers for that. Minchas Kinnah is an extra shita. I just was showing that the whole discussion that the Achronim have as to how to understand whether you need Lochem by Sukkah or not, that's dependent on whether Lecho is the real mucker for the Psul of Sukkah Gezula. If the Din of Mitzvah B'Aver is the mucker, so then there's no problem. You really don't need Lochem, and that's why Sukkah Shul is kosher, and Gozel is Pasul for a different reason. I just wanted to point that out. Minchas Kinnah is his own world, but we'd still be beholden to that discussion that we had within the Rishon. That's the Minchas Kinnah. So if you think about it for a moment, the Yesod of the Minchas Kinnah really is built on three assumptions. I want to take a look at these three assumptions together with you and figure out, you know, whether we can disagree. Is there a makom to disagree with the Minchas Kinnah or not? It's always instructive. Whenever you have a Rishon or an Achron that makes a statement, you have to isolate what are the assumptions. You know, there are others who disagree. I mean, clearly, if the Bali Tosfos didn't answer like the Minchas Kinnah, they argue with the Minchas Kinnah. Well, what did they argue with? They could argue with a lot of different things. Right? So first, we have to isolate the assumptions of the Minchas Kinnah, and then hopefully we'll be able to figure out why they argue with it. What does the Minchas Kinnah say? So the first Yesod of the Minchas Kinnah is he's saying something about the nature of the Mitzvah of Sukkah, clearly. Right? He's saying the Mitzvah of Sukkah is not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, it's a Mitzvah Chiyumis. Or, to put it differently, it's an Isser Aseh. It's not a Mitzvah to eat inside the Sukkah, but rather there's an Isser to eat outside the Sukkah. That's the first assumption of the Minchas Kinnah. Mitzvah Sukkah is an Isser Aseh. It's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. It's an Isser Aseh. Shelo Lechol Chutz L'Sukkah. That's assumption number one. What's his second assumption? What's his second assumption? Well, okay, you know what? Let's say it like this. Yeah. What's his second assumption? That the din of mitzvah b'avera, let's just abbreviate. Mem hei beis beis ay. That's the classical abbreviation. Right? The din of mitzvah b'avera hassles the Kiyum Mitzvah not the Maisim Mitzvah. Those are his two assumptions about Sukkah. But he makes another comment. These are the two assumptions. But there's a third comment that he makes. And that is that he says that the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is similar. No. Right? It's similar to Sukkah. They're both an Isser Aseh. He doesn't need this to explain Sukkah. For Sukkah to answer Tosfos Kasha, the first two assumptions are enough. But he makes this statement as well. I want to dwell on that statement too, because there are those who disagree with him about that. These are the three assumptions of the Minchas Kinnah. That first of all, the mitzvah sukkah is an Isser Aseh. The real mitzvah, it's not really a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah aseh. It's an Isser. Shelo lechol chutz l'sukkah. We call it an Isser Aseh because it stems from an Aseh. The Pasuk doesn't use a Lashon lo. Lo sochu chutz l'sukkah. Lo teishu chutz l'sukkah. It says basukas teishu shivas yamim, but the Chassan is learning that from basukas teishu, we're learning that there's an Isser to eat outside the sukkah. Nekuda. That's point number one. No, the second point is that the din of mitzvah b'avera passes only the kiyum mitzvah, not the ma'isa mitzvah. So even if you have a sukkah gzula, you still have a ma'isa mitzvah as if you ate inside the sukkah. That's why you need lecha to passel the sukkah gzula. And he also points out that tzitzis is similar to sukkah because he says any time that the mitzvah is dependent on the individual, you can't call that a mitzvah chiyuvis. You have to say that that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Because if it's dependent on the individual, that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now we can disagree with each one of these three points of the Minchas Tinah. First of all, what's the nature of the mitzvah sukkah? Right? Is it a positive mitzvah chiyuvis? Or do you say, no, it's only an isra say not to eat outside the sukkah? Who took a stand on this? We've discussed this, even this man. Yes, Jacob. The Ran. Where?
I remember earlier on, he said the whole principle of sukkah was it was the Yisra'asayah.
Okay, who else? Let's see. Ribki Vega and the Pnei Yeshua. Sure, which one? Are they? Okay, they both took a stand on it. Which one was like the Mincha Sinach? The Pnei Yeshua. What's the Pnei Yeshua? Right? Shluchim it's a term in a sukkah. Why is Shluchim it's a term in a sukkah? Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, right? So we asked, the din of Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah is learned from Kriyishma, from Shechitas HaPesach. That's the mokar. So if that's the mokar, so then that's where the Mishnah should talk about it. So okay, brachas, I understand. The Mishnah talks about Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah by Kriyishma in Mesech the brachas. You can talk about it in Pesachim too, but Vesepis, what do you have to bring this up in Sukkah for? Shluchim mitzvah potam in a sukkah. Why is sukkah any different than any other mitzvah that Oisik mitzvah potam in a mitzvah? So the Pnei Yeshua, in one approach, it's only one of like three, in one approach, the Pnei Yeshua wanted to say, no, sukkah is a special aloch. Sukkah is a special din, because it's not really a mitzvah saseh. It's not a positive. It's really an isra saseh. It's almost like a lav. Almost. Not quite. It's almost like a lav. So just like we don't say that someone who's osik a mitzvah is potam and alavim, not just because someone is osik a mitzvah, we don't say it's mutar eat chazer. No, you can't eat chazer, you can't eat the veila, you can't eat chametz for Pesach just because you're osik a mitzvah. Right? Hatzalah, you can go on hatzalah, then you can eat chametz. It doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. Right? So the same thing over here, right? You'd think that shluch and mitzvah term in a sukkah. No, but sukkah is an iser. I say it's like a lav. So how can you be potam? That's why the Mishnah had to say that even by sukkah you're potam in a sukkah. Aye, but if it's an Isra, I say that how taka can you learn from Kriyishma and Pesach that Osik mitzvah is potam and mitzvah even by Sukkah? So we had a lumbus, not for now. We're not doing chazar, right? A complete chazar. Right? So we discussed that. But that's the Pnei Yeshua, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the din of Osik mitzvah potam and mitzvah applies even to Sukkah. Kivege quotes the Chacham Echad, says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's what sukkah is all about. It's an isra. I say, come on. That's not pshat over here. So he asks on him. There must be another answer for the Mishnah. Okay, that's the give and take. Kivega and the Pnei Yeshua. You see that this question is already raised by the Achron. Reb Shimon Shkop in Hishari Yosha, very beautiful 2-volume sefer. Reb Shimon Shkop from Grodno. So he has a very famous piece against the Minchas Chinuch. He goes, he's ma'arech a lot. He quotes a lot of the Mefarshim on this topic. If you want to look it up, it's in Shari Yosha. The Beis Medrash is a copy. Shari Yosha, Shar Gimel Perik Yutes. He has Shar Aleph, Shar Beis, all about Chazokis and about Sveikis. Like a whole Shar about Chazok and a whole Shar about Sveikis. It's a very, very lumdish piece. I think Rabbi Shechta's father-in-law wrote it over. He's a Talmud of Reb Shimon and Shar Gimel Perek Yutes. So he says, I think this Minchas is very difficult. Well, to say mitzvah sukkah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, he's subbing your rights a mitzvah chiyuvis. Listen to this raya Reb Shimon makes. He says, we know mitzvah is potam in a sukkah. If you hold that sukkah is an iser asay, how can mitzvah be potam in a sukkah? V'chimotzinu that someone who's mitzayir is potter from lavin? But if he's mitzayir, so he's allowed to eat chazer? He's allowed to eat nevela? A chol is allowed to eat nevela? He's allowed to eat chazer? Pikuach nefesh! Pikuach nefesh is a different story. So mitzayir, potter from asukah shabim. He's mitzayir ad kedei kach, that bo mayim ad nefesh, Jeremy. Right? He can't stand it. It's pikuach nefesh. Okay, he's potter from mitzvahs. But until pikuach nefesh, why should mitzayir be potter from asukah? You hold that sukkah is an isra asay by yisurim, by lavim, we don't find that there are pturim less than pikuach nefesh. You're not letting it eat chazer just because there's an onus, there's a, you can't eat chazer just because it's an onus. Pikoach nefesh, you can eat chazer. If it's ad kedai kal, there's pikoach nefesh. Takem et starbi potem in asuka. If it's only an isra asay, frekt rib shimon. Must be that there's a mitzvah asay. Must be there's a mitzvah asay. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis to eat inside the sukkah. So it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So then that mitzvah chiyuvis can be governed by teishu kein todoru. So mitzvah is potem in asuka. But if it's like a lav, it's an isra asay like a lav. Heicha matzinu that someone should be potem from a lav just because. It's because of some kind of circumstance, less than pikuach nefesh. That's Reb Shimon's rye against the Milchus Chinuch. How's the Milchus Chinuch going to answer? The Milchus Chinuch knew the Gemara of Mitzar Potem and Asukah.
You say that the star is not actually sitting in the Sukkah.
Oh, does it? Very good. Exactly. If you have the background of the second parak, then you can pupil in the Milchus Chinuch. Right? If Mitzar Potem and Asukah means it's Keilu, he's not sitting in the Sukkah, talk to Milchus Chinuch. Of course he's Potem, because what's the point? Right? The whole point is he has to sit inside the sukkah, but mitzvahar is potter because it's not called sitting in the sukkah anyway. If he's mitzvahar machmas yeshiva besukkah, right? Depends on the type of mitzvahar, but right? If he's mitzvahar from the sukkah, so we treat it as though he's not sitting in the sukkah, so then of course mitzvahar is potter in the sukkah. Because it doesn't make sense to be mechayed him to sit in the sukkah. It's like he's not sitting in the sukkah anyway, so forget about it. Forget about it. Even if he sits in the sukkah, it's like he's not sitting in the sukkah. So he gains nothing. That's what you wanted to say also?
I was going to ask a question on this. Like, if we were going to say that, I have a question. Could we say that the Mitzvah Svinah
wouldn't necessarily agree to this idea
because he holds that Mitzvah Lo Yaveh ruins only a Kiyam HaSeh, not a Maisa Mitzvah? Like, Kiyam HaSeh, not a Maisa Mitzvah. So maybe you would say that.
That's what
Stire's
not a Mitzvah, blah, blah, blah.
No, right, but maybe he
still,
he just holds in general. I mean,
Maisa
Mitzvah is different than
Kiyam. No, but Stire is different. The Pshat is if you Mitzvah from the Sukkah, that's not a Dira. If you hold Teishu Gein Dura, it means that it has to be Kentadura, and if you're Mitzvah, it's not Kentadura, it's not called a Dira, it's not called a Dira, it's not a Sukkah. It's like, I mean, you're sitting in the physical structure, but it's not a Sukkah. It's not Al-Pidin, it doesn't have a din of a Sukkah.
Right.
So then you gain nothing by sitting in the Sukkah. What? You want to tell me that Mitzvah shouldn't be part of a Sukkah? Okay, so he should be chayav to sit in the Sukkah? In what? He's not sitting in the Sukkah anyway. So there's nothing he gains by sitting in the Sukkah. He might as well sit outside the Sukkah. Even if he sits in the Sukkah, it's like sitting outside the Sukkah, so what's the point? But Be'emes, the Rajba in a tshuva almost says beferish against the Milchus Chinuch. Almost beferish. Again, the yisod of the Milchus Chinuch is that any mitzvah that's dependent on the individual can't be a mitzvah chiyuvit. That's what the Milchus Chinuch says. Here comes the Rajba. He's addressing the shaila of the Shoel. Shoel is a famous question. We know we make a leisha basukah every time we sit in the sukkah throughout the yom of sukkahs. And yeah, when it comes to achilas matzah, we only make a brichas mitzvah on the night of the seder. We eat matzah the whole yom tov. If you want to have matzah the whole yom tov, if you want to have a bread product, you have to eat matzah. You can't eat bread. And yeah, we don't make a brichas mitzvah on matzah the whole yom tov. We only make a brichas mitzvah on sukkah. Why? Maishna zem izem. It's a reshus. They're both a reshus. Matzah is a reshus after the leil haseder. And sukkah is also reshus after the leilah seder. Point to the chacham, we pass to the chacham. It's only a chi of the first night. So why do we make a brichas hamitzvah the whole yom tov? So says the Rashba, Ela ani omer shemitzvah achilas matzah ein ela laila rishona. Afilu rotz lechol pas afilu osa laila atzma in chayv lechol matzah meshumeres. Once you eat the kezayis, you don't have a chi of to eat matzah. Even b'leil haseder, you just have to have a kezayis. You don't have to eat matzah shmur. Shalchivasu Torah el alechol kezayis matzah v'achakach ben yochal matzah meshmeres ben lo yochal matzah she'ed meshmeres ben yochal, excuse me, there's a footnote here, ben yochal matzah meshmeres ben yochal matzah she'ed meshmeres rashon, take the lo out. It's fine. Avo besukah, says the Rash, b'kol she'ochel pas v'chol shehu yoshen mechuyav lecha v'lishan besukah teishu kein toduru v'hilka kol shehu ochel o yoshen chivasu Torah lios besukah. The Rashba says that there is a chiyuv in sukkah. A chiyuv in sukkah. If you want to sleep, if you want to eat nachilas keva, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. There's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah. Nefikach mevarech b'shar yom kivalei l'risha. What's the Rashba saying? He's saying avad it's dependent on you, but if you want, then you're chayiv. We don't call that a mitzvah chiyumis. He says that's a mitzvah chiyumis. You can't make a birchas hamitzvah. He says it wouldn't make sense to make a birchas hamitzvah if it's really a reshus. It's not a rishus, it's a chiyuv. It's just a chiyuv in context. The Rashba writes beferish that even if sukkah is a chiyuv in context, it's dependent on your ratzon, that doesn't automatically define it, you know, as just an iser asay. It's not an iser asay. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Menachas Chinuch has to agree that you're going to make a bracha on sukkah. But the lashon of the Rashba is clear. He's saying just because it's dependent on the individual doesn't make it not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not like matzah the rest of Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, therefore you're going to make the bracha. You're going to make the bracha. The Menachas Chinuch could say that I make a bracha even on a mitzvah chiyuvis, right? They're not arguing whether you make a bracha on sukkah. But the formulation of the Rashba clearly implies that he argues with the lamdus of the Menachas Chinuch. Right? Because the lamdus of the Menachas Chinuch is that anything that's dependent on a person automatically is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Rashba says, no, it's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Chivaso Torah, lios b'sukkah. It's a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. Not that it's an osu to eat outside the sukkah. It's a chiyuv to be inside the sukkah. It's just only a chiyuv if you want to eat nachilas keva. It says the Rashba, that's why you make the bracha, because it really is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Josh.
Then would the
Rashba
say the same thing about
tzitzis,
that
tzitzis
is a mitzvah
chiyuvis? We'll get to it. Okay, we'll get to it. Let's hold 1 second. So it could be that this shaila, what the mitzvah of sukkah is, whether it's a mitzvah sasei, a mitzvah chiyuvis, or a mitzvah chiyuvis, really an iser asei, could be that's the machlokes achronim, mamish, and machlokes aposkim, not just repeat eger and apnei yeshua. Machlokes aposkim lemais. Which lemais, so what shiloh are we talking about? Onen. Right? Onen. We talked about onen in the context of osig mitzvotim in a mitzvah. Onen. Let's say a person, a close relative, passes away. The onen between the misa and the kvura, he's supposed to be osig, the kvura sameis. So he's potim in a mitzvah. He's a dinder abana that he's potim for mitzvahs. He's potim for mitzvahs, I say, but he can't violate lavin. He can't eat chazah. The onen is potter from doing mitzvahs because he has to be osik in the kfur, but he's not allowed to violate lav. What's the din? Let's say chalila, a karo passes away on sukkahs. Is the onen allowed to eat outside the sukkah? Do we say sukkah is a mitzvah saseh? The onen is potter from the mitzvah saseh of sukkah? Do we say no? He can't eat outside the sukkah. What's the din? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas aposkim about this. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Tov Reish Mem Sukkot Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch had said, Ovel Chayev B'Sukkah. So, Mishnah Berurah there, B'Primagodim Estabek Linin Onen B'Chol Amoed. What's the din? An Onen B'Chol, it's a Sofik in Primagodim. Sofik in Primagodim, whether the Onen is Mechuyev in the Mitzvah of Sukkah or not. The B'Shechta wanted to say, B'Ikve Hatzon, page Yud Dalit, he wanted to say, maybe these 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah are arguing about this Sofik in the Minchas Chinuch. The machlok is the Minchas Chinuch and the other achron. Those who hold that sukkah is a mitzvah saseh, they assume that the onin is potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Those who hold that sukkah is an iser saseh might treat sukkah like a negative, like a lav, and they would say that maybe the onin is chayiv in sukkah because he can't. The problem is he can't eat outside the sukkah. If he eats outside the sukkah, then b'kum va'aseh he's doing something wrong. Maybe that's the idea. That's what he wants to suggest. That the shaila, whether an onen is chayv in sukkah or not, is a function of what type of mitzvah is it. Is it a mitzvah, say a mitzvah chiyuvis, or is it a chiyuv in context, in which case it's really an iser asei, it's really like a lav, just like the onen is normally, is always chayv in lavim, he can't violate this, a chazir and a vela, so too over here. He's not able to violate the iser to eat outside the sukkah. Yeah. From the Shaar HaTzion, you don't get that impression, though. You see the Shaar HaTzion? Did I give you the Shaar HaTzion? Yeah. From the Shaar HaTzion, you get a little bit of a different impression. Shaar HaTzion seems to be saying that even if there's an issa to eat outside the sukkah, the onen might still be potter. Because the yesod that an onen is potter in a mitzvah is that he's supposed to stay put, right? B'shevi al ta'ah, he's not supposed to do anything related to mitzvahs. Why? Why should he be b'shevi al ta'aseh? Because he's supposed to be osik b'kfuras meisah. The yesod is he's not supposed to be doing anything. He's supposed to hold back. So he doesn't do mitzvah say. He's not allowed to do lavim either because he's not supposed to do something active. So to violate a lav, it's ridiculous. He's also going to be misbatel from kfuras ames if he eats chaz. If he does something positive that's negative. If he does something mekumba say that's negative. So it is. He has to be b'shevi al tas. He's not supposed to do anything. So even if you'll say that sukkah is an isra say, but he's not mechuyev to go into the sukkah because again, going into the sukkah is an active, right? It's something active. So he doesn't have to go into the sukkah. He just has to remain as passive as possible so that he can be osik in the kvura. It's not so clear. As some want to say, Rabbi Shachter and others want to say that maybe the shayla is dependent on the question as to what's the nature of the mitzvah sukkah. Is it a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah chiyuvah, or is it more like an isra saseh? From the Shaar HaTzion, it's not so clear that that's the case. It could be that even if it's an isra saseh, the onin is still potter. Now maybe the onin could still be potter even if it's an isra saseh. Because the vart is that the onin is not supposed to do anything active to get involved in mitzvahs. He should remain b'shevi al tasa so that he'll be able to be osik b'kfuras ames. But efshe, it's possible that it's dependent on the shayla. Okay, this is all in terms of the first Yisod of the Chassidim. First Yisod. The second Yisod of the Chassidim is also questionable, as some of you yourselves are pointing out, right? That the din of mitzvah of Avera only passes the Kiyama mitzvah, not the Maisa mitzvah. That's the Chassidim's Chiddush. I don't know, where did he get this from? It's a Svar. He's saying a Svar. It's a Svar. Just because the mitzvah above Avera, what? It's not a sukkah? Not a sukkah. Why is it not a sukkah? I don't know. It's a big chiddush. Lecha makes it not a sukkah? Because it's a sukkah gzula, the pasuk lecha can make it not a sukkah? That's what the Minchas Tanach says. The din of mitzvah above Avera only passes the kibbutz mitzvah. But lecha passes even the ma'aseh mitzvah as if you're sitting outside the sukkah. Why is lecha any better than the din of mitzvah above Avera? I should one passes the sukkah, one doesn't passel the sukkah. I mean, we've talked before about the idea that if something is not a psul be'etzem, the sukkah might be psula, but there's a difference between a psul be'etzem and a psul that's not be'etzem. Right? You know, if the schach is made out of non-gidule karka, that's a psul be'etzem. The schach is taller than 20 amos, some rishonim hold it's not a psul be'etzem. It's not a real intrinsic psul. And there are differences lahalacha between that, but here we're talking about halachic psulim. Gzul is a halachic psul. So if lacha is going to tell me that gzula is so possible that it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah sitting in the sukkah, why does mitzvah b'avera not tell me that? This is the chiluk of the Minchas Tanach. But like, where did he come off to say that? If he's willing to say that lacha can pass the ma'aseh mitzvah of the sukkah, so why not say that mitzvah b'avera also passes the ma'aseh mitzvah of the sukkah? The crux of the Minchas Chinuch is questionable in itself. Why should I say that mitzvah b'avera only tells me that I can't be mekayim a mitzvah, but it's still a sukkah? Who says? If it's b'avera, maybe that passes be'etzem. Maybe that taka passes be'etzem. So both elements, both assumptions of the Minchas Chinuch to explain sukkah, they're both questionable. The emphasis is even the third assumption, his connection to tzitzis. Many point out that is questionable too. Kiveger already pointed this out, no? Kiveger on Daf Chafei. Because there's a famous Mordechai Menoches. I don't think we read this when we saw Kiveger on Chafei. I didn't focus on this. But now is mamish the time. There's a very famous Shaila that the Rishonim talk about. What's the din if a person's tzitzis get cut on Shabbos? Is he allowed to wear the Beged of Dal Kamfis without tzitzis that are kosher? He can't make the tzitzis. He's not allowed to do kosher. He can't tie no tzitzis. So can he wear the Beged of Dal Kamfis? So the Mordechai Menoches quotes the Machlokes Reb Shlomo Mitroiz from Troy and Dari. Reb Shlomo Mitroiz says that if the chut is nifsak, you're not allowed to wear the tzitzis. You can't wear the Beged of Dal Kamfis. Shim lov sho over ba'asei the yesh lo Dal Kamfis. That's Reb Shlomo Mitroiz. That's what you would have said. Right? You would have said that if the tzitzis get ripped, so now you can't wear a Beged of Dal Kamfis without the tzitzis, so you'll be over the lav, and that's it. But the Ri says no. Nira Lari, the mitzvah said the tzitzis ain't no ella lahatil bo tzitzis kishiyil b'shena. V'lo amra kosev b'loshon lo silbash beged sheyesh lo dalek knafayim b'lo tzitzis. Dr. Ri, what's the mitzvah say of tzitzis? Is the mitzvah say lo silbash kilayim tzemro print lo silbash beged sheyesh lo dalek knafayim b'lo tzitzis? Doesn't say that in my chumash. Doesn't it say, the Isra is not don't wear the Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. The Isra is wear tzitzis. The Isra is not, the mitzvah is not an Isra say. Reb Shlomo Mitzroyes is basically saying that I have an Isra to wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. So that's it. If the tzitzis ripped, I can't wear the Dalet Kanfas on Shabbos. Comes the Rian and says, what are you talking about? What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? The mitzvah of tzitzis is not don't wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. The mitzvah is put on Dalet Kanfas. Put on tzitzis on the Dalet Kanfas. Put tzitzis on the Dalet Kanfas. So if Efsher, if I can put on the tzitzis then I'm mechuyev to do so. If I can't put on the tzitzis, I can't wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis, there's no avera to wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah, Yishai, to put tzitzis on the Dalet Kanfas. So if I can, then do it. If you can't, don't do it. So if it's Shabbos and I can't put on the tzitzis, I'm allowed to wear the Beged of Dalet Kanfas. Because there's no mitzvah to wear a Beged of Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on the Beged of Dalet Kanfas. So im efsher, I say. Im lo efsher, al ta'aseh. There's no chiyuv. That's what the Ri says. Reb Shlomo Mitzroyes and the Ri seem to be arguing about this very yisur. Reb Shlomo Mitzroyes says the nature of the mitzvah tzitzis is that it's us to wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. So if you can't put on the tzitzis, don't wear the Dalet Kanfas. Comes the Rian and says, there's no such thing as an Isser Asay. The Pasuk says, to put on V'osulam tzitzis. Right? G'dilim ta'asalacha al-arba kanfas ksus chashet l'chasib. There's a positive mitzvah. So if you can do the mitzvah, great. If not, okay. So you can't do the mitzvah, but you're allowed to wear the Dalet Kanfas anyway. So to Kidegen, who do we paskin like in the Shabbat? Paskin like the Rian. We paskin like the Rian that on Shabbos, if the tzitzis is ripped, you're allowed to wear the Dalet Kanfas without the tzitzis. We paskin, it would seem, that what's the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis? Positive. Put on the tzitzis. Not an issa, not to wear the beggar without tzitzis, but to put on the tzitzis. So what would that seem to imply about sukkah? It would seem to imply that even if a mitzvah is left up to the individual, it's not automatically called an issa aseh. The whole raya of the Minchas Sinat is Yisod, his first assumption that sukkah is an Isra Aseh was from tzitzis. He said, how do I know whether something is defined as a mitzvah chiyuv is, or a mitzvah chiyuv is, an Isra Aseh, dependent on whether it's totally birotz and odom. Right? He said the whole Yisod, the simon is whether it's totally in the person. He says, and my raya is from tzitzis. Tzitzis also is an Isra Aseh, because it's totally in the person. Comes the Ri and says, nita zoi by tzitzis. He says, tzitzis, even though it's totally in the person, it's not an Isra Aseh. It's a mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah in the context that you wear the Dalet Kanfas and you can put on the tzitzit. But it's not an Isra Aseh. So we pass him like the Ri. Many Achronim say, you see against the Minchas Chinuch's basic yisod. Right? You can't prove from tzitzis to sukkah. So if you can't prove from tzitzis to sukkah, it's not such a far jump to say. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch's whole vort by sukkah is incorrect. Maybe Taka, even if the mitzvah is dependent on the person, we don't have to look at the mitzvah as an Isra Aseh, but rather, it's a chiyuv mitzvah. And if it's a chiyuv mitzvah, then the whole answer for the Minchas Chinuch is not going to work. Okay, so this is some of the discussion that the Achronim have. The Minchas Chinuch has a world-famous yisod to answer Tosfos Kashya, but he makes two fundamental assumptions in Sukkah, which are questionable. And he also makes an assumption in Tzitzis, which the Rishonim don't seem to... which some Rishonim don't hold. Like, we paskin like those Rishonim who really disagree with the Minchas Chinuch when it comes to tzitzis. And if we paskin like that way in tzitzis, it would seem as though in sukkah, the whole vort of the Minchas Chinuch is highly questioned.